Joshua Ruiz Biza. Well, a French judge, Jean-Louis Bruguière, issued indictments against senior Rwandan government military officers for shooting down former President Habyarimana's plane and leading to the death of three French army officers and former presidents Habyarimana of Rwanda and Cyprien Ntaryamira of Burundi. In his indictments, you appear as a key witness. Do you still hold that position? Can you give a true account of the story? Is what they say you've said correct, or was it political motivated, according to you?
I don't know if I can call it a politically motivated indictment only, but what I am assured of is that it amounted to story, and none else than me has mounted that story. There is nobody really who has full control of that, of the information included in that indictment. Because whoever they talked to, almost all the witnesses went through me. They didn't have a channel to get contact with them. So I really know from the beginning how it was planned. And I interpret it as a politically motivated indictment with so many mistakes and errors. And I see it as a delaying tactic also, because the judge himself and the policeman who interviewed me, who interrogated me, he was working for the president's office in France by the time. I think they know themselves that there are some information which are lacking in that interrogation. But they still went ahead and announced it, though they know that there are really some mistakes inside the indictment itself.
But now, leave alone the mistakes and all of that, but have you ever been a member of the Network Commando?
I don't even know if they ever existed, really.
Okay.
But I was not. So I was not. Where I was, everyone knows where I was what I was doing.
So have you ever been informed by a sergeant, Alois Ruyenzi, that was in the RPA High Command during a meeting held in Murindi that had been attended by President Paul Kagame, who was then general, by officers like Kayumba, Nyamwasa, Kabarebe, Tumwine, Lizinde, that they were giving to shoot down the aircraft of President Habyarimana? Have you ever been informed by Sergeant Alois Ruyenzi?
Yes, I really did talk to him, and I got some information from him, and what about the things which were going on at Murindi by the time.
Mm.
But Ruyenzi himself doesn't have full information about what was going on there, because he was a low-ranking man in the army. He couldn't really access so sensitive information, even if it ever happened.
So you discuss with Sergeant Ruyenzi, but not particularly about the shooting of the plane.
Okay, I really did talk to him and to many others, but the intention for me was to get as much information as possible and be able to mount a story. That's all. But whatever Ruyenzi said is not really related to how I myself mounted the story.
Okay.
So it's really a mounted story, and I am the one who has full control on how I did it and who I talked to and when I did it. But Ruyenzi really didn't convince me or didn't give me any tangible information about that.
Okay.
So my simplest answer is that it was really a mounted story, and I have really proof for that.
Okay, and how did you get to know Judge Bruguière, and how did you get in?
Go ahead. Ask. Okay, how I got to know him is that I was in contact with him through the Embassy of France in Kampala, and from Kampala, all were organized by FDR leadership, the interim leadership. And from there, I talked to that policeman from the office of the president in France. And from there, I talked to Judge Bruguière for around 25 or 30 minutes. And I didn't meet him at any time after that. I don't know even if he can recognize me if I meet him one time. So the channel was the embassy of France in Kampala, through FDRR, through the policeman from the office of the president, and to the judge, and he went my way after that.
What about comments like the General Kagame had assigned a triple mission to the Network Commando to assassinate members of the Tutsi community, also in order to discredit the Rwandan government, or have you ever shared your views on the alleged assessment of Colonel Marshall that Paul Kagame had little consideration for Tutsis from the interior?
No, I have never talked to one called Marshall. I have never talked to Dare or whoever. But what I'm talking about really is a double-sided information. I really have some trouble myself with the regime in Kigali. And they know exactly what it is about. It's between me and them. They know why I'm where I am now and what was the reason. But about the consideration of the Tutsis who are living inside Rwanda and whatever was written about that, all was included in the book and the testimony I gave to the judge. But as I said, it's really a mounted story. I did it intentionally, and I wanted to know how far, to what extent the French politicians hate the regime in Rwanda and Tutsi population generally. And see what they have as motives behind that and what the intentions are. So really, it was a risky mission I did, and none really asked me to do it. I did it personally and individually, and I'm really ready to take all the consequences.
Okay. And today your point of view on the arrest of Lieutenant Colonel Rose Kabuye, because now she's been indicted by a Spanish judge and a French judge that have used you as a number one witness.
I have never, ever, ever mentioned the name Rose Kabuye in whatever I said in my life. Never, never. Because I know it's really illogical and absurd, and it's really stupid. I can't imagine how I could name the name Rose Kabuye in whatever you may say, because she was really not in any case related to operations, to military operations. So even if it was RPF or which brand, whatever, I don't see really the logic behind arresting Rose Kabuye, also connecting her to any military operation which went on at that time. It's really illogical and absurd and stupid.
And so
it's really a politically motivated thing. I'm not sure I can answer better than that. But Rose Kabuye is really purely and 100% innocent. Maybe she's a victim of what is going on politically between Rwanda and France. She's just a victim of it.
Well, you know, some analysts indicate that Judge Bruguière's indictments against Rwanda, against even Rwandan government officials, aims at covering up France's role in the genocide. This is also an attempt to preempt the findings by a commission of inquiry set up by the Rwanda government to gather and put together all evidence relating to the French role in the 1994 genocide. What is your point of view on that? Because you yourself, you've been a member of the RPA, you fought hard to liberate your country. Now, today, what is your point of view on that?
My point of view is that France, I will not say France as a whole, because all French people didn't participate in the genocide. But if I talk about politicians and by the time, by that time, and the army officers and soldiers who were present in Rwanda and whom I fought, really, I will say that they are more responsible of genocide even than Interahamwe themselves, because they trained them, they equipped them, and they participated in the war and killing. So my point of view is really quite clear, and I have always said it. France is really responsible and guilty for the genocide of Tutsis in Rwanda. Whatever they are doing is a kind of covering, and as I said before, they are trying to use a delaying tactics, trying to put embargo on Kagame and finally make him as Mugabe in Zimbabwe, and pushing the armed rebels to maybe to overthrow him, and in the meantime try to stop him talking about their role in Rwandan genocide. It's really a so complicated case, but the reality is that I'm really quite sure that the French people, French soldiers, and French politicians are really responsible for the genocide against my people.
Okay. Joshua, on your reaction on the arrest of Lieutenant Colonel Rose Kabuye, your reaction was very clear. Today, would you be ready to come in front of the French judiciary to testify and say again what you just said?
Yes, I'm willing and I may do it. But who is that judge? Who is that judge going to indict him? Where is Brigitte now? Brigitte is the special advisor of Sarkozy. You know it? He has abandoned the justice and he's a politician. He has been a politician from the beginning. And at the end, during the election, he joined Sarkozy wing and he was posing for parliamentarian election. And he didn't win, but he was named as a special advisor in the president's office. So he's a politician for all along, from before. And my other point is that I don't see any legitimacy in that procedure, because they're accusing Rwandans of downing the plane of former President Habyarimana because there were French people in the same plane. But who are these people in the same plane? They were soldiers. They were captains. They were majors and one armed officer. What were they doing in that plane? I take them as the bodyguards of Habyarimana himself. And if they died together with their boss as mercenaries, why should Rwandans pay for that, even if there were Rwandans who did it? So I don't see really any legitimacy in that, and I don't see why I should appear before a judge whom I really doubt on legitimacy.
Yeah. So it might not be the judge Brigitte, but it might be another one, but you would definitely go and repeat the same statement.
I don't have any problem with that, and I know I can't escape it really.
Okay.
Because if I say it and sign somewhere, if whenever they need me, I may maybe appear if my security is guaranteed, of course. Otherwise, I don't know what I may see. What I may say about Rose Kabuye, for example, because she's the one who is already arrested now, and I didn't say anything about Rose Kabuye myself.
Okay.
So I'm not expecting to be called to give my comments or to repeat my testimony against her, because I didn't talk about Rose Kabuye myself.
So
never.
At the end of the day, the list of indictments from the judge Brigitte or the Spanish judge for you is completely based on fantasy.
There's no an existing list from Spanish people. All is coordinated by France, really. But the only thing they can do is to connect it directly to the plane, because there were French people in the plane. But whatever is being done in Spain, it's really coordinated and arranged and financed by France itself. So I don't know. I don't see any difference between what is happening in Spain and what is happening in Paris. It's the same story, but the French are trying to make it more credible by using Spain. But still, they are using the same witnesses. They are using the same channels. They are using Interahamwe to have access to people they will ask about testimony or give testimony to for approving them. So it's not only politically motivated, but it has maybe something more than that, more dangerous than that.
So at the end of the day, international justice has a real problem because there are no real universal procedures, apparently.
I have never believed in it. I have never believed in the UN. I have never believed in what you call international community.
Okay.
If you have been in Rwanda for the time there was genocide, you may really know what the international community is about us, about Rwanda, and about the genocide and what they did and what they are responsible for. So I don't believe in it.
Okay. Joshua Ruzibiza, thank you very, very much for the time and for this interview, and hopefully we'll get back to you and we'll have you again on Contact FM. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. It's my pleasure. Contact FM. CFM.